Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I like it when you go to my website, too. And that's www.jbsba.com. And you know what? I think you'll like it when you go there. My visitors seem to think they do, because they, not only do they go there, they spend a lot of time there. We get a lot of page views per visit, and that tells me that people are using the site, and that makes me very happy. And I encourage you to check it out when you get a chance, jbsba.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes every week by email on Sunday to help you get the week kicked off. Let me tell you about our guest this half hour. He's an old friend of ours, a long time, actually an original member of the Brain Trust, almost an original member of the show. Me and a few other folks are the only people who may be more original than Bill is. Bill Hubbard is our human resources expert. He's the guy we go to when we need to know how to manage the human beings that we work with. And he's the author of The New Battle Over Workplace Privacy. He's the author of The Medical Privacy Rule, which is all about the HIPAA rule about medical privacy. It's one of the best things you'll see on that issue in the world. He's our good friend, Bill Hubbard. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you back, Bill. Bill, one of the things that we know about small businesses is that many, many, many times there are children involved. And those children impact the owner in a lot of different ways. They impact the business in a lot of different ways. One of the ways that it impacts the owner and the business is the owner has got to raise those kids. And hopefully, you know, that'll be part of the balancing act that they do. But sometimes those kids get to become interested in the business, or maybe we want to interest them in the business because we'd like to maybe hand it down and you know, head off to Florida after a few years. And talk to us about how we incorporate our children into our business.
Well, there's a whole issue of this that I think certainly it's a good thing to do, but there's also some labor law issues that have an impact that we need to be aware of those, and to make sure that we're in compliance with what some of those regulations and requirements are.
So beyond just the family issues, we got to make, even though they're our children, we do have to follow certain legal rules, don't we?
Pretty much. The only exception, there's a real exceptional out here, and that's if you run a family farm.
Ah.
Then minors of any age may be employed by their parents at any time in any occupation on the farm that's owned and operated by their parents. So there's a lot of latitude, and of course,
you know,
that goes way back to the history of our country.
That brings me back to that. I grew up on a family farm, and
okay.
My dad. I think my dad must have written that law, because I kept complaining, and he kept saying, "There's nothing you can do about it, son. Go back to work."
That's right.
I didn't try hiring lawyers, but he convinced me that there was nothing I could do about it. All right. So other than the farmers, which we love and which we certainly love out there, what about the rest of folks?
For the rest of us, though, that are in manufacturing and service, and there are some other regulations that have a much greater impact. One of the key issues to be aware of is to avoid having children work around hazardous occupations or hazardous equipment.
Right.
And the federal wage hour law, the Fair Labor Standards Act, is the one that provides the general guidance on this. There's also some state laws in the various areas that impact on it as well. But
what are we talking about? Earth moving equipment and
operating heavy, any kind of equipment, really, unless
right.
If they're 18
power
or
tools,
over.
Power tools.
Power
tools.
Exactly. 18 or over, you can put them on any job that
okay.
they're qualified to do, and you feel they can do it safely. But under 18. Then they should not be operating any type of powered equipment.
So they can haul lumber or bricks or mortar or load boxes or go get the windows or something like that.
They could do the manual labor.
If they can drive, but not operating anything that might go off in their hand.
Exactly. That would be the key issue in terms of...
Or run over them.
Well, that's...
Or run over somebody else.
Right. So the key issue there certainly is if 18 or older, and put them on any job they're qualified, but if they're under 18, then Do not put them with a machine in their hand or where they're operating.
And that's the law, isn't it? I mean, that's not a suggestion. That's the law.
Exactly. That is
a federal law, and maybe even strengthened with some state laws out there.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
Even if they're your child.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So you can use a chainsaw on the farm, but you can't use a power saw on a construction site. Is that about right?
That's a good way to put it.
That's that's an interesting little thing there, isn't it, between those two industries?
Well, it is, and yet a lot of our laws kind of go back to some of the historical elements of our country and organizations that had an influence over how the laws were developed. The other key category then is youth who are 16 to 17 years of age. You can hire and put them in any non-hazardous job without any limitation in terms of the number of hours.
So after they're 16?
Yes. So 16 and 17.
Between 16 and 18? Or between? Or
16
just,
and 17
okay.
is any non-hazardous job.
Okay.
18 and over is any job, hazardous or not.
Okay.
And unlimited hours. So another element that we're introducing in here is the number of hours.
Right.
But 16, 17, and 18, the number of hours limit is not specified.
Huh. So if you're 16, you can work 40 hours?
You could.
Yes. Yeah.
Under the federal law. Now, if there's any further limitations by the state, that could have an impact. Right now, we're just talking about the federal. So those are the primary areas. So generally, the way we consider it is, when a youth gets to be 16 years of age, he or she can go out and get a job.
Mm-hmm.
And then the concern, of course, for the employer is just don't put them in a job operating equipment until they're at least 18.
I was thinking, I guess I was wrong, I was thinking that there was some limitation on 16-year-olds, some hour limitation.
There might be in some of the state.
Maybe I'm thinking of a state law, yeah.
Yeah.
But can a state prime a federal law?
If it gives better protection for the individual,
uh-huh,
then the state law would apply.
Okay, so I see. So they can go be more strict, but not less strict.
Yeah.
Okay.
If the state law is less strict than the federal law, which provides greater protection, would apply.
Hmm.
So, and as an employer, this is a good point, is you have to look at both the state issues on any labor law issue, as well as the federal, and those laws that give the better protection for the individual are the ones that you need to make sure that you're complying with.
Stand by, Bill. Folks, and when we come back, we're going to get Bill to give us some ideas about where we might find some of this information if we want to get into it a little bit more to make sure that we maybe can document this, actually pull out, print out a copy of something so we can document our what we've done. Stand by. Quick break, 20 after. Bill Hubbard is our guest. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend William Hubbard, ladies and gentlemen, H-U-B-B-A-R-T-T, two B's and two T's. And if you're looking for his books in the bookstores, if you're ordering them, or if you're looking online, it's William Hubbard, H-U-B-B-A-R-T-T. And by the way, the initial is S, William S. Hubbard. And the one book is The New Battle Over Workplace Privacy, which I certainly recommend to you. This is one of those books. Folks, I have a lot of books in my bookshelf. This book is on my desk and has been ever since I first got it. Bill, it's just a very important book, and it still is, after, even though it's been out a couple of years.
Well, I appreciate that.
Actually, maybe a little more than a couple of years, but it's a classic. No, it's one of those books that continues to deliver. And also your medical privacy, the medical privacy rule, right?
The Medical Privacy Rule Guide for Employers and Healthcare Providers is answering a lot of the HIPAA questions that are still plaguing everybody today, even though that one's been around for a few years as well.
It's a can of worms out there for a lot of people, isn't it? This
it
medical
really
privacy
is,
thing.
And this is a complex law that touches literally everybody, whether you're a covered entity or not.
If you have employees whether you're covered or not, whether you're providing insurance, health insurance for them or not, if you have employees and they have a heart that's beating and lungs that work and blood pressure, meaning that, you know, that they're getting some kind of health care in their life one, you know, now or one day, you need to know about the privacy situation, the medical privacy situation. And a good place to get that is from Bill. Bill, give us your website, please.
It's Hubbart.com, H-U-B-B-A-R-T-T.com, and then there's links to the medical privacy issue and the various books that I've done, and I'll be happy to answer a quick question for you as well.
You've also got some policy manuals there on your site, too, don't you, Bill?
Well, I've got a book that deals with policy manuals.
That's it.
And
yeah.
In fact, in there's some issues that address the topic that we're talking about today.
Child labor.
Child labor and dealing with kids and compliance with the various state and federal labor law issues is also covered in there as well.
You know, Bill, the more I think about what you said about the farmers a while ago, now I'm convinced that when I thought my dad was working, he went to Washington and helped him write those laws that excluded farm kids from this labor law thing. Bill, can you give us any ideas about where we can go to find out more about putting our children to work? So if we are not even our children, but other children. I mean, point you're making is that it doesn't matter whether they're your children. I mean, I can see where a lot of people would actually say, well, you know, they're my kids. Why do I, you know, I shouldn't have to have a special rule for them. I should be able to not have to do what I would if I were hiring a neighbor's kid, but it's not any different. Where can we find that information?
Well, one of the source would be the government, the federal government itself, DOL.gov. It would be Department of Labor.
Right.
Would be the official website there.
What do you just type in the search child labor or something like that?
Yeah, try child labor and it should come up with this. Another one that you might type in would be Fair Labor Standards Act or FLSA. Either one of those.
Right.
Three searches which should bring you to information that would deal with the child labor.
Right.
Area. Also, check with your state government, State Department of Labor, and most of those are going to have a website as well that if you do a similar search, you're going to come up with any state requirements that are going to provide this information.
I bet Chambers of Commerce would be able to help out folks, don't you?
A lot of them would.
Yeah, call your Chamber of Commerce, which I hope you're a member of, by the way, folks. Call your Chamber of Commerce and ask them if they've got anybody that can help you with that. They may actually have have somebody who's an expert in that, depending on how big the chamber is.
Some of the large chambers and some of the larger employer organizations have
right.
A labor law or employee relations specialist that can provide this information for you as well.
Right. Bill, what about our children? You know, let's say we got a 13-year-old that says, "Hey Dad, I want to earn some money. I'm out of school this summer and I want to earn some money so I can, you know, buy another PlayStation or whatever." What about those kids, the little ones?
I would encourage that. If they're coming up with that, saying, "I want to earn money so I can buy it," rather than saying,
yeah.
"Dad, can I have the money, please?" So I would certainly encourage that. And to me, this is one of the reasons why I want to talk about this topic is because I think our kids need to work.
Yep.
Our kids need to learn the value of a dollar, where it comes from, how you get it, and a whole life experience of dealing in an employment situation and the responsibility of showing up to work every day on time, dressed appropriately, mm-hmm. doing a task that accomplishes a need. So I think that's very important. I'll step off my soapbox now and kind of address some of the issues. For kids that are under 16, then 14 and 15-year-olds can work outside of school in non-manufacturing jobs during hours that are not during school time,
right?
But not more than 3 hours a day.
Okay.
So there are some time limit issues.
What about on Saturday? What about can they work more than 3 hours on Saturday?
Yeah, they can work 8 hours a day on a non-school day.
Okay, all right.
So on the weekend, they could work 8 hours a day, but
right.
on a school day, they could only work 3 hours.
What about younger than that?
Younger than that, 14 and 15. Another encouragement issue is through cooperative education programs. I would mm-hmm. certainly encourage that. A lot of the schools do have co-op programs
right.
where the youth can enroll into that. Then they're referred out for a job, and they get school credit for working on a job. I would certainly encourage that.
Bill, quickly, I only got about 20 seconds. When does minimum wage kick in?
Minimum wage generally is at 16. There could be a sub-minimum wage for these youth.
So below 16, you may not. And I encourage that because we don't need these little guys to think that they're worth. in the beginning, you know, they can. Anyway, so Bill Hubbart, thank you for being here. It's good job today, as always.
Thanks. Always glad to be here.
Give us your website one more time.
www.hubbart.com, and that's H-U-B-B-A-R-T-T.
Thanks, Bill. Quick break, 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.